Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
A birthday cake. Now, who could have known it was my birthday? Especially when it ain't.
Well, what are you waiting for? Go on, make a wish and blow out the candles.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Yes, kind of Bob and Dan, but not really. It's actually a girl. I'm Julie. I'm with Ryan, and we are just wrapping things up here on the Zen Cartel. We've been filling in for Bad Radio all day. We are out here at the Fort Worth Convention Center. The 2019 Seamaster U.S. Open Table Tennis Championships happening now through Saturday. They were so nice to have us out here. It's been really fun. I've learned a lot about table tennis.
Tennis.
I love that. And Ryan, it's been fun.
It has been. Mino, you got sponsors for
me.
Us.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Hey, Mino.
A1 Locksmith and Tito's Handmade Vodka brings you back to Ryan and Julie.
Thank you, David.
Mm-hmm.
Say that with a little Zen Cartel spin on it. Yes, we are at the Ping Pong Championships here in Fort Worth. We are here, and as Dan would say, we are hoping they are not here, so they must be there.
Ooh.
And by there, I mean the studios of Ty and Eli of Country Force. Do you read us?
Yes.
Hello.
Affirmative, Mr. Ryan.
Oh, is that Mike? Is Mike on Country Force today?
No, it's just my really good imitation of Mike.
Was that you?
It was perfect.
That was actually good.
Thank you.
I've heard your imitation a lot when we chat in the ticker room, and I've always
we're not supposed to talk about that.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm glad you.
It didn't take long for Julie to throw you right under the tires.
Hey, how about this? We got four ticker people.
I don't think Mike cares.
Eli doesn't ticker anymore.
This is like a ticker round table.
A ticker round table. Ah, we probably shouldn't say that. People might
tune
out.
Yeah, they'll tune out for sure. Like they fast forward to dang tickers.
Ticker's the most important thing of the day.
Yes.
That's what my mom.
Get our news.
That's what my mom. Hey.
Whoa.
There it is. I'm having flashbacks.
We'll just use this as the bed.
No.
Eli's just kind of stroking out over there.
The Mavericks played on last night and against someone that I don't know right now.
Bill Cowher and Jimmy Johnson named among Hall of Fame finalists today, Ty.
Okay. We've got to stop that music.
Let's get back to the original
music.
It's
giving me anxiety.
It's in my nightmares.
It's like Pavlov's dogs. You hear that noise.
Where's my copy?
Yeah,
where's my copy?
God. Where's the sponsor?
Sponsor.
Is he going to stop?
Working.
I'm politely asking.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mad. All right, let's everybody calm down. You guys ready to fill in that 3-6 today, right?
Yes.
Stars hockey
tonight.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yes. Did you guys know that it is December 19th, the 353rd day of the year? Just 12 days remaining in 2019. One dozen days.
Wow. It's going to be 2020 before we know it.
Yeah.
New decade.
And it's going to be Christmas in 6 days.
Hey, how about this? On this day, all the way back in 1843, English author Charles Dickens publishing everybody's favorite, A Christmas Tale of Carols. No,
what
we did not publish that. Obviously, A Christmas Carol.
Oh, we got L4.
One of the most famous stories of
L4G,
all time.
Is that you? Are you with us?
What?
Indeed.
He saved the day.
We're
no
have
dry
to feature
dock
him
for
heavily.
Him.
Oh,
no
heavily.
Highline 4 guy.
Hello.
Merry Christmas. Do you have
Merry Christmas to you.
He might hang up now that he knows Bob and Dan aren't here.
Don't tell him.
No.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
I think he knows.
And again,
if we wanted to, and this is just ultimately up to line 4 guy, we could let him tell a joke and then move on.
That's what
we
don't I was
have
wondering.
Any,
I was
going to
ask,
P1
but...
Well, no, hold on.
I have P1 birthdays,
we did get,
Ryan.
We got some P1 birthdays forwarded to us that Eli has.
Okay, we'll get to those in just a second.
Okay, all right.
Quickly, though. All right. We got to finish this day in history.
This is a mess.
1979, ESPN televised its first and only NHL game. The teams were the Washington Capitals and the Hartford Whalers. In 1990, Bo Jackson became the first athlete to be chosen for the All-Star Games in two sports.
The
and
best.
This is fitting.
The GOAT.
Yep.
Bo Jackson.
And then he got in trouble with all his other Heisman house mates.
He got kicked out of the house. James Cameron's Titanic, a drama about a doomed ocean liner.
That's where Mike's at today.
Starting Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet, premiered in 1997.
Mike wearing his concert jacket today.
You can't see it right now, but Mino's actually sketching Sam Hale
Hold me, Sam.
In a very similar fashion.
Paint me like one of your French girls.
Am I flying?
As the entire
only room for one of us
to stare at me.
I'm getting so many evil looks. I think because when I said this is a mess, they thought I was talking about the tournament.
Oh, no.
In 1998, and we'll just leave it at this, President Bill Clinton was impeached. And in 2003, the baseball that was deflected by a fan in the stands during a Chicago Cubs game was sold for $106,000 at auction.
Mr. Bartman.
Bartman ball.
Yes. Okay, I have a couple of P1 birthdays for you, Ryan.
Go ahead.
Dear Dan.
I think a cigar is right, George.
I am not
for
Dan.
A pretty large sum of money, too.
We'll say, Dear K Ticket, I would like to wish my amazing P1 boyfriend, Jerry Parker, a very happy 37th birthday. His leaders are you.
Oh, thank you.
No, not me. Dan. L4G. Yeah. Hey, L4G, tell Jerry Parker happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Happy birthday.
There you go. And his drop request is the joke from Line 4 Guy. Take it away, Line 4 Guy.
Yay. Hey,
do you have a Christmas joke? Or is that asking for too much?
Oh now we've got specific
Yeah, he doesn't take requests.
No. That's right.
She gets one day of hosting and she gets specific.
Boy. Yeah, this is why you won't get a second day.
Because I want more April. Christmas? I don't think so, Scrooge.
All right, no joke then.
Oh, hey. Don't let her actions affect
you've ruined Jerry Parker's birthday.
Don't be mad at me. Like everybody here staring at me. Right
Let's
now.
Get real quiet and see if we can lure him into a joke.
L4G, go.
No.
He's not going to do it.
Wow. It doesn't have to be Christmas.
You can't ask him for a joke. He just does it.
Well, no, a P1
you
asked
can't be
him,
pushy.
But then Juicy called him,
you request.
Julie called him Scrooge.
Well, because he hated my Christmas idea.
Well, I'm very sorry, V1 Tiffany.
You guys are right. You guys are right. I should have had a Christmas joke, and I don't. So
No, don't say you guys. Julie's the one that required the Christmas joke.
No,
crosshairs
no
on
big
one
deal.
Here.
You just ruined
my
Christmas
fault.
For
it's
everybody, but no problem.
I just wanted a joke.
Julie,
she's
you know what?
At him again.
It's my fault. I'm going to go.
No!
There goes L4G, never
he
to
actually
be heard
left.
Again.
He hung up.
All did right. he leave?
He legitimately
I didn't know
hung
he
up.
Was so sensitive.
Sheesh.
He's like a champion trophy fish.
Oh, he's gone.
Way you to go, can't Julie. Reel him in too quickly.
All right, one more P1 birthday quickly. This comes to us from Tia.
Must be his time of the month.
Whoa.
Damn.
That's a spicy one.
I'm going to hold Julie back here, guys. Go ahead.
Put her in the confrontation tent.
Put her in the Zen bin. All right. One more P1 birthday. This is actually a tomorrow birthday, but I don't think we're going to do why today is like tomorrow. So
go
this is from Tia Beckrish. She would like to wish her husband, Cameron Beckrish, a happy 35th birthday tomorrow, December 20th. She has attached a picture. Ty, are you interested in the story?
I'm more interested now that you told me that she had a picture on there.
Hey, group text that to me.
We'll do.
Okay.
All right. So happy birthday to Cameron tomorrow and
Julie's
Jerry
disgusted.
Parker today.
All right, celebrity birthdays, shall we?
All right.
Let's do it.
Actress Jennifer Beals turns 56.
Ah, Flashdance.
Of course, the star in Flashdance.
Oh.
Julie.
Not Jessica Biel? That's what that made me think of.
No. Christy Swanson turns 50.
Ooh, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Always loved me some Christy Swanson.
I thought that was Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Not in the movie. It was the movie was Christy Swanson.
Okay.
The TV
political
show.
Political activist slash actress Alyssa Milano turns 47.
Yeah.
Yay.
Jake Gyllenhaal, who was nominated for an Oscar for his role in Brokeback Mountain, turns 39.
Never saw it. Never saw it.
It's Ty's favorite movie.
Don't never saw it.
Like
let him lie to you.
Pride.
Never saw it.
You're getting really defensive about that claim.
This is Ty's favorite guy, the mind freak Chris Angel, 52.
Whoa.
Oh.
I think he's coming to Dallas.
Magic mind freak. Looks like Richard Hunter.
There you go. And
he does.
Model.
For the five people that know that
and
reference.
And wife to Dustin Johnson. Paulina Gretzky, 31.
Is she really a model or is she just like an Instagram influencer?
I think she was a real life
she actually
model.
Did some modeling before.
Have you seen her recently? I feel like she could model.
Oh, yeah.
She's
very attractive. There's no question. I just didn't know if she actually did legitimate like runway modeling or modeling before she got super huge
runway.
On Instagram.
And Warren Sapp is 47 spares.
For spares.
Somebody go! Somebody go!
God almighty. Frank.
Sure, everybody knows I'm hanging around Denton a little bit.
Bless him.
Mo Williams was born on this day in 1982.
Hey, Mo.
Oh, it's Joe.
Oh, it's Joe.
Baseball player Ian Kennedy, born in 1984.
Okay.
Any relation to John?
No, I don't think so.
Don't okay. believe so. There's lots of Kennedys.
Is he related
around.
To Ian Kinsler?
Definitely not.
Oh.
Different last names.
Oh, they sounded same similar, first, so yeah. I thought maybe they... Okay.
I see the confusion.
Ronan Farrow was born in 1987. Activist, journalist, lawyer. He is the son of Mia Farrow.
Was he the one that outed Lauer?
No, he added Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, he added Weinstein, I believe.
Weinstein, okay.
What if you were just known as somebody that outed somebody? Like, what if that was your identity?
You've done that to Ty on air 4 or 5 times. I've never got any credit.
We're still waiting for the Monty news, Julie, if you want to be
the
outer.
You yeah, you can be you can the do this. Person that I'm breaks good. This news.
I'm good. Thanks, Mina.
Keep it going, boys.
Soccer player Alexis Sanchez, born in 1988.
Right.
Al Kaline. Al Kaline, born in 1934.
Whoa.
I missed him.
We've got him under spares?
Baseball.
Well, he didn't say it. Ryan didn't say it in the initial birthday, so I have
to leave some
keep
for
it up here.
Definitely not a spare.
Had to leave some for Ty, okay? There wasn't a lot to go around this time.
And let's see here. And Kevin McHale, the great Kevin McHale.
Also not a spare.
Not a spare, but I will do him here. He was born in 1957. He's 62, and that's all the spares.
Thank you. Born on this day, now dead, Reggie White, passing away.
Reggie White.
Did he play for the Packers?
He did.
He damn sure did,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, he played for the Packers. Damn sure did, Bob.
And you know what? There's not really anybody that was dead on this day that's still dead that I brought up. So if I missed
No, somebody, you know, I got one.
Oh, you
I
do.
How did you miss this? Because I was gonna say it, but
maybe
I figured
Whoppers?
You No.
I'm going to feel really bad about this. Who is
it's either
this
porn
too.
Or Star Wars.
Or wrestling.
Or wrestling.
The only three things he does not
only three
of.
Things.
Porn, Star Wars, wrestling.
Let's just try to do all three.
Go with answer three. Mean Gene Oakland.
Oh,
died
oh
on this day.
Gene.
3 points for mine.
Yes.
R.I.P. Mean Gene.
Say hard.
That, you okay about that, Ty? You
yeah.
All right?
He's finally over.
And Maurice White of Earth, Wind, and Fire died on this day.
All right. Great.
Wonderful. Good work, you boys.
5, 4,
I'm excited
three,
to show today. Country Force two, on my way home.
Yeah.
And yes. She'll be the one.
Oh, I want you to call and apologize to L4G.
L4G, call in and do a joke.
We're not responsible for her.
Take care.